A Brooklyn man has announced his intention to sue the city and the NYPD for what he describes as a vicious, hate-motivated assault by police officers from the 77th Precinct. On Sunday, January 13th, 32-year-old Jabbar Campbell was hosting a party attended by about 80 people in his home in Crown Heights. Through a security camera, he noticed a squad car was parked on the street outside. Eric Subin, Campbell's attorney, says at that time some of the party guests were outside the house.
The party he was hosting was a gay pride party, and he doesn't allow smoking cigarettes in his house, so he asked some of the partygoers who were dressed in drag to smoke outside on his front lawn. So there were transvestites on his front lawn smoking cigarettes. So he goes outside to greet the officers to make sure there's no issues. When he goes out, there's two officers sitting in the squad car, and they tell him it's too loud and he's got to keep it down because they were concerned about a noise complaint. So Mr. Campbell gets everybody from the front lawn inside, goes back inside, and turns all the music down. And in about that amount of time, just a couple of minutes, he notices on one of his other security cameras, the one facing his front door, that now four officers had congregated at his front door. And as he's watching this live feed on the security camera, he noticed someone he was able to identify as a sergeant of the 77th Precinct point to that security camera, and then the sergeant lifts himself up and turns the security camera away from the door. And then Mr. Campbell hears them pounding on the door like they're trying to break it down. There was a stone saddle in front of that door that they had totally shattered trying to break the door down. So he rushes down the stairs, unlocks the door, opens it, and when he opens the door, one of the officers throws his weight into the door, pushing it open, and then two of the officers grab Mr. Campbell by each arm, and they hold him in arm locks with each arm, and another officer in between his shoulders holds him sort of at a bent position, and then a fourth officer puts on athletic gloves like a batter would use in baseball and starts working his face like he's working out at the gym. He's working his face like a punching bag. The two other officers that were holding his arms were beating him with what Mr. Campbell believes to be blunt objects, probably flashlights and walkie-talkies. They're beating him on his shoulders, back of his head, neck, and back. And while they're doing this, they're screaming at him anti-gay slurs while they're doing this. And there are witnesses from the party who saw him get beaten. And actually, the security camera, one of the ones the officers didn't find and weren't able to disable, shows about 10 officers wandering around the house for a warrantless search, looking in every nook and cranny, turning things over, opening things up, looking behind things, which is a clear violation of Mr. Campbell's Fourth Amendment rights. He was arrested, and his top charge was resisting arrest in his own home. And by the conclusion of this, if you even believe that there was a noise complaint in the first place, you've got 20 officers showing up for this noise complaint in Crown Heights. You don't get 20 officers showing up for a shooting. And you've got most of the precinct showing up for what they are alleging was a noise complaint to begin with. And then the only person arrested is the person who was beaten, Mr. Campbell, my client, and he's arrested for resisting arrest in his own home.
Was he significantly injured during this?
Yes. After he's beaten, his lip is busted open, he's concussed, he's knocked halfway unconscious, and there's cell phone footage from him getting walked out to the paddy wagon where he's sort of dozing in and out of consciousness. Now, they sit him in a cell at the 77th Precinct for between 2 and 3 hours, leaking blood out of his face, until finally somebody brings him to Kings County Hospital, where he's not examined, he's shackled to the bed. The officer is still making anti-gay remarks, and they stitch up his face so he stops bleeding. He gets 9 stitches on his face. He's been examined since, and he's been treating with a psychiatrist, a neurologist, and an orthopedist for his injuries to his neck, the back of his head, his shoulders, and his back.
Is this a pattern in the 77th Precinct?
I don't have any personal knowledge of that, but from what I've heard from people from the AVP that have contacted us and other such community organizations, they've said that the 77th Precinct has shown to them a pattern of doing this. And there was a march over Martin Luther King weekend where over 100 people turned out, and they met at Mr. Campbell's residence, and they marched over to the 77th Precinct together and then protested outside of the 77th Precinct because this has been a problem, according to these community activists and organizations.
Mr. Campbell was arrested, charged not only with resisting arrest, but also with assault and with possession of marijuana and ecstasy. Is there anything to any of these charges?
He was charged with attempted assault, and there's absolutely nothing to that charge. And then he was also charged with possession of marijuana and possession of ecstasy, and they're both completely made up and completely false. Mr. Campbell is vigorously pursuing his criminal defense. He'll be acquitted of all charges if they're not dismissed. and then we'll pursue the civil action as soon as the criminal case is dismissed. Now, the assistant district attorney I know is investigating the police officers involved, and internal affairs has been in my office interviewing witnesses, interviewing Mr. Campbell himself, and they're also investigating the police officers involved. The criminal case is completely trumped up. This is a hate crime. It's an organized, concerted effort by the police to shut down and send a message to the gay community in Crown Heights that they don't care for these parties taking place and that this will be their reaction. Now, Mr. Campbell, he's got security and surveillance cameras all over his house. And we had a press conference in the office. He said, listen, I have these security cameras because he does computer forensics for corporate law firms. He said, I have a lot of very expensive equipment in my home, and I've got them to make sure that my equipment stays safe. Now, I never would have thought that it would be evidence used in the police assaulting me. So if somebody does come and wants to perpetrate some crime against me or my property, who do I call? Because the police are seemingly out to get me for my associations with certain people.
Have you been able to identify all of the officers involved in this?
No, not all of the officers. The sergeant has been identified. He was sort of seen as the ringleader amongst the group. He's the one that disables the security cameras. He's the one that, when Mr. Campbell first opens the door to let the officers in, he's the one that shouts, get him, and then sort of coordinates the effort from there. But there was 20 or more officers, and so he has not been able to identify all of them yet. But between internal affairs and the ADA in Brooklyn, we fully expect to.
How soon will the criminal charges be addressed?
His next court date for the criminal charges is in March, and he's vigorously pursuing his criminal defense, and it really shouldn't be an issue because these charges are essentially made up after the fact to justify the police's actions.
Eric Subin is an attorney with Subin Associates. He represents Jabbar Campbell.